I just finished listening to this incredible episode of Wired's The Big Interview with Manisha Krishnan, and honestly, it really moved me. She was in conversation with Gowanus, yes, a puppet persona, who's passionately championing this fascinating Summer of Lud movement.
It's a compelling discussion, and I appreciate how directly it tackles our modern tech dependency. The core argument is pretty stark. That constant digital tethering is actually eroding our personal autonomy and independent thought, largely because we're surrendering our attention to algorithm-driven platforms and big tech.
Exactly. And that's why the whole thesis pushes for digital minimalism. It's about intentionally curating how we use technology so we can prioritize actual human experience over engagement metrics and data extraction. It feels so necessary.
It really is. The conversation breaks this down into three interconnected themes, and I think they're worth sitting with. First, it challenges the gamification of romance through dating apps, pointing out how they sanitize rejection and end up fostering these incredibly disposable interactions.
I love that perspective. It frames embracing real-world rejection as actually essential. You know, to build real resilience, understand your boundaries, and finally achieve that authentic human connection we're all craving.
Precisely. And that leads into the second theme, unstructured time outdoors. The episode positions it as a radical act of resistance against the attention economy, encouraging mental clarity and presence without that constant pressure to document everything or perform for an audience.
Which ties perfectly into how they're redefining modern Ludditism. It's not about being anti-technology at all. It's about intentional usage, setting strict digital boundaries, and honestly recognizing when a tool stops being a servant and starts acting like a master.
That's the crucial mindset shift. And the critical takeaways here are highly actionable. Listeners are urged to rigorously audit their devices, keeping only the applications that add genuine value rather than just feeding the data economy.
It's such a refreshing call to action. The movement is really about replacing those frictionless digital interactions with the beautiful vulnerability of face-to-face communication and consciously choosing offline exploration over endless scrolling.
Ultimately, that's where the conversation lands. Reclaiming our agency requires us to step away from the screens, accept the discomfort of an uncurated reality, and recognize that life's richest experiences simply don't happen inside a digital feed.